We're fucking doing a podcast together, bro.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, we are. We met about like a year ago-ish almost.
No way. It's been a year?
Yeah.
Holy
so
shit.
We met right upstairs when this place opened up officially.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while, man.
It has.
How has life been treating you?
Life has had its ups and downs, but ultimately good. Can't really complain. Living the life I want to live. So, I mean, that's all you can really ask for, right?
Yeah. That's all you can ask for. Yeah. We're just fucking chilling. We're vibing. You know, you helped me out the other day with the Eric Striffler podcast, bro. You did photography for
me. I did, yeah.
Thank you so much, bro.
You're welcome.
Those pictures came out fucking amazing, dude. It's like my LinkedIn profile picture now.
Fucking sick. Tight, dude. That's rad. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. Dude, meeting you, though, if we can go back to that, that was hilarious because I was 100% ready to be, like, talking shit to you, and you turned out to be super cool. Like, you and Christian turned out to be super cool, so I was like, what a gem.
Why were you gonna talk shit to me?
Because you're a young kid, you know. Okay. And you're loud, but you're actually funny.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Because some people are loud but they're not funny.
Yeah.
You know, or they're cool and they're super quiet, like Christian.
Yeah. No, like, but he's on a podcast right now, and he's what do you want to say something, Christian? Like, fucking talk, dude. You're on a podcast.
Well, what do I say?
Classic.
Whatever.
Dude. Yeah, whatever, fool.
Whatever.
Hey, fool, whatever you want to say, Christian, fucking say it, fool.
Fucking say it, fool. Life is life.
Yeah. But how are things with you? I see your podcast posts, your TikToks and shit. That's cool.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, dog. Like, yeah, man, I'm just grinding out here. I told you, I think I was telling you, like, I was thinking about getting a job here at Third Wheel, and I got it. I'm working with Nolan and Mike and shit, dude.
Hell
yeah.
Nolan Culver, Mike Mazzalotti.
Mazzalotti, yeah.
Mazzalotti, okay.
So how do you know Nolan again?
I grew up skating with Nolan. Nolan and I rode for the same skate shop in Washington State. So I live in North Hollywood here, and I went to go skate in North Hollywood, and I see this dude skating, and he's doing tricks just like Nolan. I was like, wow, that guy has Nolan's style. And then the closer I got, I was like, that is Nolan. And so I pulled up on him and I was like, what's up, motherfucker? You can't skate here. And he was like, what the fuck? And he was like, oh, what the fuck? You know? But I grew up skating with him. Him and his brother Jake. Jake, who's a great, super creative filmer.
He helped build this place, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Super talented. Both of them are really talented, hardworking people.
Yeah. Nolan's my boss now. That's fucking crazy. Small world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're here doing my podcast.
I am.
It's wild, man. I'm so glad to finally be doing a podcast because, like, you, me, and Chris had such a funny, like, good time.
Dude, we did.
Yeah.
If I hadn't met you guys here, I would have left way earlier.
We would have left way earlier if it weren't for you either, because it was just, like, a lot of pretentious fucking people.
Just, like, I don't know. I mean, and that tends to be L.A., which I hate to say. I never want to stereotype a place, and most people who stereotype L.A. don't even live in L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People in L.A. suck. Oh, how long did you live there for? You visit there a lot? I've driven through it and just can't stand. I'm like my dad talks the most shit about LA.
Yeah.
And he's never been here. You know, maybe he's been here for business and stuff like that. But I have a great system here and great friends. So I know there's good people in LA. It's like anywhere. You just have to invest in the right people. That's it.
Yeah, man. It's really tough finding. I mean, I feel like when people move in, it's very overwhelming for a lot of people coming to LA. And then people go to, like, the dumbest touristy spots, like the fucking Hollywood, star, whatever,
which is the worst. Which is the worst spot in LA. If that's your first start, don't do that. Like, don't.
I went there for the first time, like, not the first time in a long time, a couple weeks ago, and I saw the D's Nuts guy, and I started.
Oh, yeah.
I started talking to him.
Yeah, he's like, is he panhandling now, or?
What?
Panhandling?
I don't know what that means.
So panhandling is, like, begging for change.
No, begging for change? No. He's a little bitter that he didn't get the fame he wanted for such a viral video.
Oh, that it didn't sustain him?
Yeah, like people come up to him all the time. Like, even I did. I went up to him. I'm like, yo, what's up, D's Nuts? Hey, D's Nuts, what's up, man? And then he's just kind of like, dude, like, you know, I'm tired of this shit, you know?
Damn. Yeah, dude, the whole viral thing. That's tough, dude. You really have to. Oh, man.
Like, there's no way to monetize that. And it's tough for him to, like, land jobs and stuff. He walks in a job interview, they're like, hey, you're the fucking D's Nuts.
For the rest of his life, he's the D's Nuts guy.
Yeah, and then he should have, like, made merch or something, bro, back
in
the day.
Yeah, and hopped on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's tough. That's too bad.
So, I wanted to ask you, like, you are a fucking wonderful photographer. You're a great photographer.
Thank you.
You took my pictures, and they came out great. You made me look like fucking Aziz Ansari, like even better than Aziz Ansari.
Oh, man. Did you watch his latest special?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think?
The 30-minute one?
Yeah, where he did it in a nightclub?
Comedy Cellar? Yeah. I thought it was good. I mean, it wasn't crazy funny, but I have a soft spot for him because he got canceled for something that he shouldn't have gotten canceled for.
Which was what? I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you're not familiar with that? So he got canceled for having... What really happened was that he had a bad date with a woman, and they had sex, and they did a lot of sexual things together. But then afterwards, she was like, I didn't really like it, so I'm going to say it's sexual assault.
No way.
Yeah.
And so he was able to prove that, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, people figured that. And... prove it, I guess, because what she described was just a bad date.
Yeah,
he didn't really assault her at all because she consented, and she did it like multiple times.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah, if it was a no, you should have just been done in the first time. But yeah, so but it did ruin his reputation a little bit.
Okay.
And his own show in Netflix, like, it got fucked over. Like, he's not even acting in it now.
Oh,
his
wow.
own show.
No way.
Yeah.
They Steve Jobs'd him.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So he had the previous Netflix special was just like an apology kind of like meta thing talking about it.
Yeah.
This was like a comeback, and he was like, he doesn't have a cell phone or anything. You saw it?
I started watching it, and now that I'm getting older, I used to watch things completely through. If I started a book, I read it to the end, no matter how bad it was. Same with movies, same with TV show. But now if I'm just not into it, I just stop it. So I got like 5 minutes in and I was just over it. If your material is all COVID based and it's not like he came so hard talking about like the vaccine and stuff like that. It's like, show me, talk about something else.
Yeah.
You know, be funny in a different way.
I feel that.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, I'm not trying. I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just kind of burnt on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to like dip to check some stuff real quick.
Yeah.
So when did you start photography? What made you start?
So I started photography a year and a half ago. What was it? August is when I got my camera. I started doing. I always wanted to make my own stuff, my own content. I guess, even though I don't like saying the word content, but started making my own stuff with my phone because my primary philosophy was, if you can't do it with the basic tools, then there's no reason for you to spend a lot of money on camera equipment. So I want to make sure I could do it with like 15-second videos, doing skate videos, doing skits and stuff like that. And I felt confident that I was able to. And then COVID happened, and we got what are they called? Relief checks? What the fuck were they called?
What?
The checks that we got for COVID.
Stimulus checks.
Stimulus checks. So we got those, and I could have bought it without them, but then I was like, okay, well, now there's just no reason not to, especially like getting unemployment, being laid off. So I bought the camera with the express desire to make videos. And then no one in my group of friends was really taking photos. Excuse me. And I started taking photos, and I love it. Photos are so much simpler. Like, editing video is such a process.
Yeah, man.
You really, I mean, it's just so much more complicated. Like, copyright with music and stuff like that, and just, it's just way more complicated. But that being said, my overall goal is to go back into video. I'll always keep doing photography. I love photography. But I think video has more potential, even though it's more complicated. I don't get goosebumps from photos. I get goosebumps from like well-made movies or like short films.
Yeah,
and,
like, I saw you reposted something the other day, and I liked it. I didn't see the whole thing. What was that?
So that was a NoHo video. I skate in North Hollywood. At North Hollywood Skate Plaza. That's where I used to skate there every day. I skate there a couple times a week now just because of responsibility and stuff. But I wanted to make a skate video, a little like a, not a documentary would be right, but it's a skate video at a skate park. Generally, skate videos tend to be street skating and traveling the world and stuff like that. But I was just, I mean, that I don't have the resources to do that. So I thought I would just do it at the skate park. And I filmed it for like 6 months, and I was editing it 3 months in. And yeah, so it's essentially a skate video, a collection of vignettes from North Hollywood Skate Park featuring all the people that skate there on the regular basis. And it was a great experience. It was so fucking, it was really hard to edit. I ended up hating it at the end, which now I take as a sign that I'm done. Like, if I look at a photo and I hate that photo, but it's like, and I feel like I can't do anything else, I'm like, okay, let it go. Yeah, but that's what that was, and it came out really well, a lot better than I expected. It killed my laptop. My laptop crashed the day after I posted it.
No way. Yeah. Like while you were uploading?
Right after I uploaded it, my laptop crashed. My hard drive crashed. Fuck. And I was like, if that would have happened
before, oh, that would have just like killed your whole passion for it, dude.
Just destroyed it. And I think some of it was backed up on a Google Drive, but not all of it. And it's all backed up on Google Drive now. But that was just, oh my God.
That was a close call, man.
Such a close call.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really worked on it. And so, and it was great. And I wanted to do three projects this year. I have a jiu-jitsu documentary in the works, which was supposed to be done last year, but it's just, I got to focus on making money. So, and that's a passion project. But yeah.
That's fucking amazing, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of shit, dog.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to stay busy. Yeah, for sure.
So, like, you make a lot of money, like making like freelance photography for like a bunch of clients. Or...
No, I wouldn't say I make a lot of money right now. I'm surviving. I don't have a day job. But I could not support a family. I can support myself though.
Yeah, you know, that's enough.
Like, yeah, well, like for now. But I mean, I want to settle down with a wife and kids and stuff. And so when you're not making, like, I had in. I think in December I made $150, which is no bueno, but I'm really good with money. I saved a shitload of money. So when I have dry months, I can live off savings, which I don't want to.
Yeah.
But no, photography is great. It's been picking up. It's been growing. So that's great. And I'm getting better and learning new techniques almost every week. So just keeping the grind alive.
Yeah. You know? I mean, making money off your passion project, it's a lot more fulfilling than like doing like an office day job. Like that's what I was doing.
Absolutely.
Like earlier, like in 2021, it was okay. Like I was making a lot of money and stuff, but I just wasn't happy inside. I was just like, you know, I'm doing this. I'm making a lot of money. My parents are kind of proud and stuff. But this, what I'm working at now, I'm meeting cool people constantly. I'm doing something in, like shit that I like, bro. Podcasts, I love it. Meeting fucking cool people, meeting comedians, it's my shit. And getting paid for that is amazing, bro. That shit, inside, I feel good. Like, I have a rock hard boner every time. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So how, I'm sure you talk about yourself on your other podcast.
I don't, actually.
Oh, you don't?
I'm fully focused on my guest.
Okay, cool. But I haven't seen you in a while, so it'd be cool to, like, catch up on what you're doing, too. So sure. How old are you now?
I'm 19.
Jesus Christ. And how old are you when I met you? 18?
Yeah, 18.
Man, incredible. Christian, how old are you?
Actually, I was 17.
You're 19 too? Yeah. You were 17? Oh, because it's like...
Yeah, it was like June or something we met, and then August is my birthday. How old are you now?
I'm 32.
32? Wow, you really don't look it, man. I would have pegged you for like 28, and I would have pegged you.
Yeah,
we
both. yeah, I get that a lot, thank God. I moisturize and I sleep. I don't have bags underneath my eyes because I'm never sleep deprived. Yeah, because
you're unemployed.
Self-employed.
Self-employed.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unemployed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, self-employed. Well, unemployed by a corporation, I guess. I work for myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best thing ever, dude.
Yeah, and the ultimate goal is to stay freelance. I would be down to do short-term contracts, but not long-term. I want to be able to bounce around. Ideally, I would be jumping around the world, shooting stuff, documentarian style. And kind of like how like a method actor would study a person he was going to portray, I would want to do that into areas that I was interested in. Like, I really want to shoot California wildfire firefighters.
Oh, shit.
And so I would love to be with them for like a week, 3 weeks or something like that, and just shoot that. I think that would be amazing. And to keep doing stuff like that as well, you know, and to study other craftsmen as well. Photographers, I'm not just inspired by photographers and filmmakers. I'm also inspired by like master craftsmen, whether it's woodworking or cooking or architecture.
Because that's what your father is. That's in his realm, right? Like woodworking, something like
my
that?
My dad's more like a jack of all trades.
Yeah, yeah.
Super smart dude, does everything himself. King of the DIY. No, but he was a probation officer before that. But he does do that. He does do that. And I have photos on my website of him like working with wood, which is maybe what you saw.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That we were like comparing websites, like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're like comparing our dick sizes. Yeah. It's like, my website's better than yours. I invented Facebook.com. Like, I mean,
wait, yeah. What's your website name?
It's not a website. It was literally just like a fucking Linktree thing. It's, I don't have my own personal website.
What was the Microsoft? Oh, Microsoft.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Like, I tried making erectile dysfunction medicine. And
called Microsoft?
I tried getting the domain Microsoft.com, but it was taken already.
What a
thought. Some asshole took it. Some divorced white guy with a limp dick, Billy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's divorced and shit. He's rich and divorced. He must have a small dick or something.
Yeah.
How do you get divorced when you created the first personal computer and you're a billionaire, one of the richest men on the planet, donate a lot of shit? Why the fuck do you get divorced?
Yeah, right. Well, money's not everything. Well, I guess.
It definitely isn't, but like, you know, that's crazy, dog.
Yeah, that's
but then
that's above
money could be everything, because if you divorce it, you get half his shit. So
100%. Did she get half his shit?
I don't know. I didn't look into it, but she probably got something.
Yeah. I mean, if he was smart, he would sign a prenup.
Well, yeah, he was broke when he got married, so.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't come from like a super rich family. He was like a normal dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would have thought that would have been like the second wife. I mean, just a guess.
No, Melinda, yeah, she was there since day one.
Since day one. Wow, so almost a ride or die.
Yeah, almost. Not. Yeah.
Why did they get divorced?
It would have been a ride or die, but she couldn't ride it anymore, so.
Because it was Microsoft.
Yeah. There was no writing it, so it might as well die.
You know? Oh, my God.
Ride or divorce. So Vin Diesel says, too. Ride or die.
Oh.
So yeah, when you're fucking hanging out in skate parks, you get to, you know, be with the community, the skating community, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you learn a lot about their culture, right? Like, you make a lot of friends, I'm assuming.
My culture. Yeah. I'm a skater.
Yeah, yeah. The skating culture.
Yeah, I know the skating culture.
You guys go to fucking Vans and weird ass fucking edgy shops all the time, buying crazy clothes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, my clothing style is pretty basic, but yeah, no, skaters are very fashionably,
yeah, yeah,
they shape a lot of the way that fashion goes. You can trace back so much to skating. I mean, even skate shoes.
Yes,
you're not wearing skate shoes.
Supreme.
Christian, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'm wearing Vans.
So yeah, this motherfucker, you can't even skate. Can you?
That's some skating shit.
I can ride it.
The most I can do is a kickflip.
You can do it. Oh, I wish I had my board so we could call him on it. But that's cool. That's,
yeah,
right.
You could take off Nolan that's Culver's cool. fucking board right there. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, and they got boards up there. I know Nolan skates, and actually,
yeah,
Nolan's really good.
Okay, take Mike's out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Mike skates or Dex
either.
Skates. I don't know.
Dex Carvey.
Skates. And who's the other one?
Avery Ross. That's
Avery
my
Ross. Dude, all those dudes are so fucking cool. So yeah. I don't care if they can't skate. But yeah, so hanging out at skate parks, yeah, pick up a lot of the culture.
Hell yeah, dude.
Stuff. I've been skating for a really long time. Didn't really skate from my early to mid 20s, and then when I got older, I was like, dude, I'm fucking daydreaming about it. Why am I not skating? You know, and just started doing it. But skateboarding is great because COVID couldn't stop skating. They tried to throw sand on skate parks, but skaters were just like, bro, what the fuck? No, we're just gonna push room it, you know?
Yeah.
You can't regulate it, which is dope. It's also a good and bad thing. It lacks structure, but I mean, that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
You know?
And
yeah,
you do like charity work, right? I saw Natalie Portman wanted to fuck you or something.
Oh my God, no. Natalie Portman didn't want to fuck me. But no, that was great. Yeah.
So what happened there? Yeah.
So I take photos and video for a great nonprofit called Feed the Streets LA. There's also a New York branch. And they do a lot of great work with the community concerning the homeless and youth programs. They also work with Watts Community Corps, which is doing great work in South LA and Watts and other places. And so I take photos and videos for them. I used to go and volunteer every Sunday, more so taking photos and not really volunteering, but volunteering my time as a photographer. Like, I'm not getting paid for that. And they have a great skate program. They work with the homeless. They work with youth. Yeah, and so Natalie Portman reposted a bunch of my photos. She didn't tag me, or she had no idea they were my photos.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was still super cool. But Feed the Streets, and they're my photos. And I just reposted it. I was like, thanks, Padme, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
You are. You don't seem like one. But yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
But like, I haven't seen the new Boba Fett show.
Not missing anything. I can't even watch it.
Yeah,
like that's how big. I'm just so stingy. The originals are so good. So I'm from Modesto. Where I'm from is where George Lucas is from.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I didn't really get into Star Wars until I was a teenager. And I was really into Darth Maul and the prequels, right? Just because I was into, like, lightsaber fighting. And then once I started getting into, like, how would you say, like more complex storytelling, And then I wasn't put off by Star Wars being from the 1970s and early 80s that I actually got to enjoy them. I used to watch them every single day. And the new Star Wars that come out just try to rehash the old.
Yeah,
and it's just...
The magic's not there.
The magic is not there.
Yeah, George, at all. I mean, I don't know why Lucas sold it, but like, it's just, it doesn't, I don't know. Just Star Wars, like, it's just such a big galaxy, but then we're still focusing on the Skywalkers. Even I know in Boba Fett, like, spoiler alert, I know Luke Skywalker's in it. It's like, fucking, it's such a big-ass galaxy, but you guys are just focusing on one family. It's like America and the Kardashians. Like, there are more families out there. Let's fucking get shut the fuck up about
it. Exactly. And the potential for Star Wars isn't being really explored and looked at. Like, show me what a Jedi can really do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't, like, when you see, like, in the new Star Wars movies, seeing them do lines from the old movies, and the first, what's the name of the first Star Wars, The Force Awakens, the new one they did?
Yeah,
it was like A New Hope. I think I'm getting that right. It was like A New Hope.
Yeah, yeah, but destroy the new Death Star.
Exactly, and it was the same shit. It's like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? Like, be dangerous. There needs to be a Star Wars that's in the same vein as, like, Game of Thrones,
ooh,
where people you didn't think would die. Like, imagine seeing Rey's head get cut off.
Yeah, I want to see Natalie Portman's tits, too.
oh, my God. Yeah.
Rey's head cut off, yeah. I mean,
or something. Just like, it's unpredictable. It's just, it is so predictable and
somehow,
so safe.
Somehow Palpatine returned. That was such a shitty line, dude. God, I didn't even buy it when he said it. Somehow Palpatine returned.
Oh my God, it's just so stupid. Show me something different. Bring back, and it's not canon, which I guess I still don't really understand that term. But they're not. There's a bunch of really great books written about Star Wars, like after the original movies and before, that are really good. I've read a lot of them, and they just said, nope, fuck all that shit, we're gonna do our own stories. And they were trying to be overly politically correct and just doing stuff that didn't work, you know. It just wasn't about the story. You could tell it was like you're on like a Disneyland ride. It's like, are you making these for like Disneyland rides?
Yeah, I still haven't even been to fucking Star Wars Land at Disneyland.
Yeah, I hate theme parks.
Yeah, I mean, I hate them too, dog. Him. Like, it's just, I did like a whole LA run of them, like all the ones when I was a kid, but just, I just don't have the energy to go to them or anything.
Right, yeah. Especially if you don't have Fast Pass, you're just going to stand in line in the heat.
Yeah.
Like, in this winter heat.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Dude, it's like 90 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even wear a sweat. I didn't even get to enjoy myself to wear a sweatshirt. You know what I mean? It felt like it was cold for a month, and now we're just back in it.
Yeah, especially when you're skating, it must be fucking hot as fuck, dude.
It's super hot. Yeah,
super hot.
Sweat in your eyes. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly, dude.
Gnarly, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
Do you surf? I feel like you surf.
I don't, dude. Everyone says that, especially when I moved up to Washington. People are like, "Oh, you're from Cali? Do you surf?" No, I skate. Oh, that's cool, but you never surf. It's like, no, I'm from Modesto, which is like landlocked. the water is so far away.
Yeah.
Or like an hour and a half away. If you go to San Francisco, I don't know if there's waves in San Francisco, but I would love to try it. I'm up for trying it, and I definitely want to shoot it for sure. Like,
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, one of the companies I want to work with is Ruka, RVCA, which is, it's Ruka, it's a U, but forever I would call it RVCA, but they do surfing, skateboarding, jiu-jitsu.
So you're into martial arts. You mentioned jiu-jitsu like twice. You're into martial arts?
Yeah. Martial arts kind of runs in my family. My grandpa was a black belt in judo. I come from like a military background family. My dad used to teach self-defense at his probation office, kind of like a side gig.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and my dad had tons of martial arts books. He had the book of Jeet Kune Do by Bruce Lee. He had the book of Five Rings, which is one of my favorite books, if you don't
Shang-Chi?
Know. Shang-Chi? Huh? No, that's Miyamoto Musashi.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi. Who's Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi Ten Rings.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking Marvel reference. That's another.
Disney is just fucking us.
Well, see, they're not holy, because Guardians of the Galaxy was phenomenal, and so was Infinity War?
Yeah, Infinity War, yeah.
Wait. Yeah, Infinity.
Thanos.
Thanos. Yeah, that was such a good movie, and so was Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool.
Dude, I love Deadpool's my fucking favorite Marvel hero.
Yeah,
but
me too.
It is Marvel now. Like Marvel
is
Disney.
It?
Yeah, Disney bought it.
Okay, Sony made it before. Or?
No, Fox.
Fox made it before.
Yeah, Disney bought all of Fox.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool, like I have that shit in 4K Blu-ray, dude, at home. That shit's so good. I fucking love
it.
Meta jokes and stuff.
I love it, dude. There's a scene.
X gonna give it to you.
yeah. There's a scene in the first Deadpool where he's cuddling his girlfriend, And there's like, he makes a Star Wars quote and she corrects him.
Oh yeah, she's like, that's Empire, baby.
Yeah, and he's like, it's like I made you in a lab or something like that.
It's Empire, baby. Yeah. Dude, Morena Baccarin, and if you somehow watch my podcast, I have a huge crush on you. I love you. I know you're fucking Ryan Reynolds, but like, dude,
is she really?
No, I don't know. She did in the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's very pretty.
But Morena, dude, when you fucking cried in when you died in Deadpool 2, I was so sad. When I was 13, I had my first love. Shout out Ludacris.
Shout out Luda Christian. Yeah. Hell yeah. Speaking of Christian, can you shut the fuck up, dude?
You talk so fucking much.
Can't
get
even get
that
a thought
mic
out.
In your fucking face and say something to the world, dude.
I hope you succeed in the future.
Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
I think he was talking to me. You're talking to me, right?
No, Christian, he's been a big supporter of my podcast and stuff, and he was a previous guest on mine. So yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Are you posting all your podcasts?
Yeah, I post all my podcasts, baby. But
why am I not getting notifications for these?
What do you mean, like?
I'm almost positive I follow you on YouTube. I saw the one you just posted. You just interviewed a TikTok guy.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Huh. I'll have to look into that. Anyways, you interviewed Christian, which is amazing.
Yeah, but it was audio only, so it was on the podcast app.
It wasn't a video. I'm not on the podcast. I'm on. You have YouTube, right?
Yeah,
I follow
your
YouTube.
Okay, and my Instagram and stuff. I post clips and shit constantly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't imagine Christian saying more than 20 words. I have not heard him say.
Yeah, he was a guest on my podcast, and 80% of the podcast was just me. And he was just like, "Yeah."
Yeah, just nodding his head.
Okay.
That's amazing, dude.
Christian goes on a podcast and I ask him a question. He's like, do you like LA? He's like, nah, that's an audio podcast. You gotta
you cannot, dude.
You can't be nodding or jerking or doing fucking sign language fucking.
Yeah. Are you doing stand up?
Yeah, I still do it occasionally, but before I lose my thought, dude, I was just doing something right now. But fucking, have you seen those rappers when they rap and stuff? But for people with hearing loss, they have interpreters, like sign language interpreters, dude. That's always the funniest fucking shit when they're always just like,
What was the one that there
Waka Flocka?
There was one that just went viral. So there's the Waka Flocka one, and then there's the city. Is it City Girls? Oh no, Cardi B. Like, I want to gag, I want to choke, and the girl's like doing this.
Yo, Jamie, pull that up on YouTube. Cardi B sign language interpreter. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, put that up on the screen.
I mean, I can. I don't know if Christian can.
I believe in Christian.
I don't want him to fuck anything up.
Christian, do you believe in God?
You know what? Keep talking, and I'll pull it up.
Oh, my God. The amount of times you leap. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Beautiful. Wunderbar. Hola, ¿cómo está? Dan, what'd you do today? I was on a podcast with some 19-year-olds. Can't even drink. You guys can't even legally drink.
Can't drink. I can't drink at all whenever because I'm fucking Muslim.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that. Hey, Armand, can you get me another Kirkland? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got you. Let's see. Let's capture this.
Yeah, this is it.
Can you hear it?
No. And yeah. I think Joe Rogan talks about copyright, so maybe don't play it.
Yeah, maybe not. But yeah, this is... Oh.
The interpreter.
As I say that, you turn it on. That's Kirkland White Claw. The seltzer movement. We're in a crazy time.
But
in
I keep fucking leaving the shit constantly. But let's see.
Yeah.
Move this out the way. Yeah, man, that was Rogan shit. That's what I do at work, man. I be doing this shit. I'm Jamie out here.
That's cool.
For the people.
That is radical.
For the fucking people, man.
It was a radical sabbatical.
A radical sabbatical, man. No one's gonna watch this and be like, "Did you just fucking trip over headphones? Yeah. You fucking."
Can you open that for me?
Culo. Yeah, I got you.
Open that for me.
No problem, sir.
Open that for me, playboy.
Okie dokie, no problem.
I was going to get a six-pack of beer, and then I was just like, do I want to get a six-pack? I should have got a six-pack of beer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get my fingers on it and shit. Hey, there you go. Here you go, man.
Thank you so much. Cheers, dude. Sobriety.
I'll get some water.
Would you be considered sober?
Sober, I mean, because I'm never going to drink, most likely, ever. Okay, you know what? I'll fucking pop a bottle of champagne if I become a millionaire before 25. I'll do that. I probably won't even drink. I'll just pop it.
So, hey, wait. I didn't know that, which is interesting. But if you're is that a certain sect of Islam that
drink? No, all of Islam, you can't drink alcohol at all. Yeah.
Okay.
I never have. Probably never will, yeah.
Wow. So even at weddings, there's no alcohol?
Fuck no, there's no wedding. There's no alcohol.
There's no weddings, there's no weddings, dude.
It's all arranged.
You go and you pick. Yeah,
you just sign your fucking document. It's done. But yeah, no alcohol for me. Yeah.
Was your parents' wedding arranged?
Yeah, I believe so. I never really asked them about their life, honestly.
Jesus.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, but yeah, it's 100% arranged, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, and how is home life, if you don't mind me asking?
It's okay. I mean, I turned out fine. You know, I'm not stupid, crazy, or, I mean, I am, but like, you know.
I think you turned out fine, too.
Yeah, like, I definitely had a decent home life. They provided for me financially, emotionally, everything. Yeah, I turned out okay, yeah. Good family.
Good.
Hard-working family, yeah.
I could imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, all my parents, you know, they came in, they didn't really, you know, not good at English or whatever, you know, it's not a joke. They just weren't, they still have accents and stuff, and they work in like, I mean, they're working, they're making it happen. I'm trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, inshallah, like, we'll have a comfortable financial life. I mean, we do, but you know.
Yeah. What is inshallah? Is that like,
inshallah,
God
like,
willing?
God willing. Yeah. Okay. You need that?
Maybe peripherally. And we put two and two together.
You got it. You nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. Inshallah. Because the way you said it, the context. Context is everything.
Context. Yeah. Even Joe Rogan saying the N word.
Right. Right. Exactly. Because the way you said it was like he's like dropping it, like talking to people or calling people that. But he's not. He's saying it in a contextual way that's appropriate, I think.
Yeah. Because Alex Crawford's a fucking cracker. People are going to clip that shit like 10 years from now.
And cancel me.
Cancel me because I said cracker.
Oh,
yeah.
Cancel. Oh, you can't be racist against white people.
Oh, I can't?
It's impossible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Confederate motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, me? No. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, that's whatever.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you grew up here. Like, you went to high school in California.
I went to high school in Washington.
Oh, Washington. And
yeah.
My bad. I completely forgot that.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
I went to a year of community college, and then I was just over. I knew I was going to be a creative. So there's no, honestly, excuse me, especially in this day and age, and I think this is going to change. I was talking with a friend a lot. College is going to go down because the amount of information that we have is, there's no time in history that we had this much information at our
fingertips.
Like if I have a problem with a photo, oh, this is too bright, or I don't know how to do this, I can Google it and find a solution, which is incredible. Now, I know there's like certain things medically, of course, you're not going to learn on the internet.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
What I mean?
There's a lot of professions that you just need college.
Right, you need college for. And even like with some trades and stuff like that, I'm sure. But especially in a creative field, it is not. I have no training in photography.
But
at
you
all.
Have some sick ass photos.
Thank you.
Because you're passionate about that. And some kid who went to fucking, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a college name. Fucking Cal State Long Beach, who was really into photos. He probably can't take as well as photos as because he was just reading textbooks the entire time. I forgot to close the fridge and it's beeping. Yeah, switch to Alex.
Okay, every time he gets it, this needs to be a drinking game. Like every time you get up, you got to take a drink or something like that. Oh my God. Hey, Christian, what did your laugh sound like? He's like, dude, that's a fake laugh on cue. There it is. Can you imagine? That'd be so funny. Oh my God. Yeah. So what's on the horizon for you?
Horizon for me, I mean, I'm starting another year of college soon, and honestly, like, yeah, my parents aren't gonna see this, but my passion for just like college has dwindled out so much. Like,
yeah.
I'm just doing it just to do it because I've just come so far. I just got to get a degree eventually.
Where are you at? Like,
I'm at Santa Monica College.
And how deep in?
I'm like halfway deep, you know.
Okay.
I'm
not balls deep.
I'm not
like
balls deep. My tip's in for sure.
Yeah.
My shaft is halfway in. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, so being do you say Muslim or Muslim?
Muslim.
Muslim.
Muslim. Yeah.
Muslim.
Yeah, there you go. You
Muslim.
Nailed it that time. Yeah.
Can you have sex before marriage?
No.
That's another thing you can't.
Yeah.
Damn, that is insane.
Yeah, you just can't have fun when you're Muslim.
What if that sex is trash?
That's all you get unless you want to open up. You know what's cool? Polyamory is that's okay after marriage. That's like that. That's not even.
But do they have to be your wife?
No, you could fuck whoever after you're married. But it's so weird. Shit is so outdated,
okay.
Man. It doesn't even matter.
So what are the pluses
of being
besides
Muslim?
Besides the infinite afterlife?
That's kind of it. Yeah, I don't know. Just be a good person. No STDs, no drunk driving deaths or whatever.
How's the Muslim community?
Muslim community, I mean, they're kind of not negative. I mean, they're good people inside, but even like something that I like doing, like a podcast, they're going to find something about that I'm doing wrong, or that's not like Allah's vision or whatever.
So super critical.
Yeah, super critical. And just nitpicky and stuff. Like, I'm trying to do the best I can. You know, I don't have sex with random people. I don't drink. I don't eat pork. You can ask Chris. I never eat. Like, I try to abide by my own rules set within that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be super fucking crazy. You know, I'll cuss. I'll be myself as best as I can, you know?
Right.
It's something that it's, like, conflicting a lot. Like, because a lot of, you know, in high school or whatever, a lot of women or girls had, you know, interest in me in a romantic fashion, and I was just never comfortable with that because of religion and stuff, you know.
Right.
There's always things, and like you know I have friends drinking and stuff, it's all good, like it's all whatever. There is a little bit of pressure, I guess, with Western society and shit. Like, my friends are like, damn, why didn't you fuck that girl? I'm like, dude, I can't fuck that girl, you know what I mean? She's great and all, that's amazing, she wanted to have sex with me, but I just can't.
So you've had to tell that to girls before?
But yeah, like, it's just not going to happen. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So have you had a girlfriend before?
Yeah, I have had past relationships, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And, so is there
And there was issues that came up constantly, like, you know, like eating out, like food, going to eat.
I was like, wait, what?
Like, they would be ordering, like, fucking pepperoni pizza with ham and pork and alcohol sizzled on there. I don't know. You know, the, right, the most fucking sin. Haram shit you could do with, with queefs and everything. All rolled into one.
So it's no sexual activity at all? Like, can you
That's a line that I'll have drawn, that, you know, I'll jump around second and third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's not horrible.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. Now I'm just going to get canceled by the whole Muslim community, but it's all good. Like, I'm trying to be the best I can, you know, even in the world with like stand up or podcasting, there's just so much, like, you know, stand up comedy clubs, they just have alcohol constantly. That's how they make their money. And I'm not dumb. I know that's how they make their money. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough growing up in like Los Angeles, the world with fucking alcohol and sex and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you go to parties?
Yeah. I mean, I go to parties. Like, I met you at a party, and what was I doing? Well, I was eating candy and shit, right?
But I mean, like, party with people your own age.
Party with people. Yeah. Yeah. I've been there, and it's just me on my phone, like in the corner.
Yeah. You know?
Like, what am I going to do? Like, I've met some cool people, but it's just people, like, smoking weed and...
Being
drunk and stupid. Chug, 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 chug. And I'm just there in the corner, like, well, how's my Robin Hood doing? I don't know. I just don't like that culture, man. Like, I don't know.
The drinking culture?
Yeah, I mean, just party culture. Like something like Project X. I'd love to be there once, you know, just to, like, experience it. But, like, constantly, I just see all the dumb shit, like, on my friends' Snapchats or Instagram. I'm just like, this doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah. Well, you're not – I mean, the biggest thing when I was younger, too, is FOMO, just fear of missing out. You just want to be a part of it. But ultimately, I mean, now I have no need to go and party. Of course, I want to, like – I enjoy drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, all that,
but
yeah.
No Project X type shit. Although, I do got to say, I got evicted from my house in January of 2021, and I lived in a beautiful house, and I was a subtenant, and the main tenant got evicted, so therefore I got evicted, and I threw such a fucking rager, dude. It was, and I have video from it and I meant to make an edit, but I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get sued for that, which I'm not going to, but
drop it, man. Drop the Crawford cut.
I need to. It's, dude, it was a crazy, crazy party. A bunch of the NoHo goons pulled up.
Hell,
and
yeah,
it was great too, because I knew I wasn't gonna
pasa,
be
Alex.
No, dude. I knew I wasn't gonna be staying there, and I knew I could leave, and the sheriffs were gonna be there the next morning to make sure no one was there. So I was like, you guys can stay here, but the cops are gonna pull up, you know. But it was, dude, it was such a great time. But I would never do that in my own spot. I was gonna try and go to sleep, because getting rid of those fools would be so hard. Rightfully so. I mean, why would you leave a good time? But yeah, that's cool that you have that discipline though. And what's your, you're getting your AA right now?
Yeah, I'm working on AA and getting a 4-year degree because I'm planning on transferring to a 4-year university pretty soon. I'm almost done with like all my shit.
Yeah, and what's your degree going to be?
I'm pursuing computer science, but I feel like I'm just slowly losing interest in it. Like,
then don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are your parents paying for school?
No, I wouldn't let them pay for shit.
You're paying for school?
Community college is free, dog. And
what do you mean community college is free? I paid for community college.
Well, I guess like FAFSA and shit covers it, and like whatever it is, like textbooks and shit, I pay for it. I'm never letting, like, I have this thing, it's like debt phobia.
Me too. When I've never been in debt.
I never ever want to be in debt.
Yeah.
Because you know, my father, when he bought the place and stuff, you know, we're still paying off our mortgage and stuff. And my dad's like the type of guy that never like leases a brand new Mercedes just because he can meet the monthly payment or whatever. He'll buy a old shitty Toyota just because he doesn't have to worry about shit.
Yeah, pay for it up front.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. Like, I have major debt phobia. Like, I'm even scared using credit cards sometimes. Just like, use my debit, take my money away. Like, I don't want
to. Oh, dude. If I could,
yeah,
use the credit like a debit card, get cash back.
Yeah, get cash. Yeah, I do that as well.
Okay.
Discovered, shout out, thank you, man, for saving me money. But yeah, like, I try to be as financially responsible as I can. Like, I don't do dumb shit. Like,
yeah,
I make money, I just save it, I invest it. I feel like I generally know what to do with money for a 19-year-old. But yeah, like, I debt phobia, man. I have a lot of friends who are going to college right now, and they're paying like big bucks, 30 grand, whatever grand. And they're just out there partying all the time. They're not getting good grades. And I'm just like, dude.
And they're just accumulating student debt.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, it's fun now. All that weed and pussy is fun now. But, dude, that shit's going to bite you in a bit.
Yeah. Man, if you don't like it, dude, if you don't like it, let me just save you. If you don't like computer science, don't, because here's what's going to happen, Armand. You're going to get your computer science degree. You're going to do that for 8 years.
No, that's the thing. Like, I want to get my degree and then just have it and just pursue my passion projects, but have that as a fallback option.
If you fall back, you're just going to end up doing that, because what you want to do is hard as fuck. Let me just say from experience, I don't have another job, so I have to make money. If I had another job, which I could sit back on, like if I was still working at nightclubs and stuff like that, if I ever did it to make my own money would have been stretched out so long. I have to make money. So that means I have to get up and edit photos. I have to hit up. I have to be making stuff happen. You know, when you have a fallback plan, when it gets tough, you're just like, okay, I'm just going to do this. You know what I mean? Which I guess would be nice, you know, if you don't want to really be stressed out, because it can be extremely stressful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The world doesn't need more impassionate computer science people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's tough.
I feel you, but of course,
I'm going to get a degree in whatever. I just need some sort of 4-year degree just for something, whether it's business, computer science.
Are your parents pressuring you to get a degree?
Well, yeah, it's definitely looming over because, you know, none of my parents have a college degree. So I'm the first.
Are they blue collar workers?
Yeah, they're blue collar. Okay. They're not white collar for sure. But yeah, like they definitely, I want to lead a good life, you know, like a comfortable life. And it's tough on how to do that, because I'm just so conflicted, man, because like even people I know who went to college, like 4-year colleges and did shit, like they're not really where they want to be at all, even, and they're in debt and stuff, and they're not chasing the life that they thought they would be chasing. So it's just confusing, dog.
Dude,
this feels right now, so that's why I'm doing it. Like, okay. I'm half-assing college kind of ish while I'm making money here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so my recommendation would be to full-ass here.
Full ass here.
But no, of course, live your life. I don't want to be, you're like, you're all homeless and destitute 5 years from now. And you're like, fuck that dude. But but I get what you're saying.
This got real, bro.
It did, which I'm, are you cool with?
Yeah, I'm cool real with cool with that. Yeah, I don't think I've been this open with my podcast before, actually.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So with my dad, right? My dad, the day he could retire, he did. My dad hated it. I wouldn't say my dad hated his job. My dad's job was very stressful. And that would come off like at home and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He'd just come home from a very stressful day at work. I remember one time I was sick and he took me to the doctor and I was like, oh, at least you don't have to go to work today. And he's like, Alex, if I don't go to work, I have twice as much work tomorrow. This isn't like, I'm not working at like some fast food spot where I get off. Like my work piles up. And he would just be super stressed out. And I didn't realize how stressed out he was when he retired until like a couple years ago, where he's like, the day I could retire, I did. I had a plan laid out. And of course there's a fine balance, like following your passion isn't always possible. You know, you'll come and you'll go to open mics and you'll see shows with the comedians. You're like, dude, maybe this isn't it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe this isn't it.
And sometimes, man, I'm just like, fucking, I slow open up the news and I'm like, call her daddy, just got $100 million deal from Spotify. I'm like, these two dumb people, they're just good looking dumb girls. They're not that smart.
But well, they're making something that deserves to be paid $1 million. However,
$100 million. Yeah, there you go.
I always think there's reasons why. I don't think anybody gets stuff that's undeserved. I think everything is deserved. I mean, while they're not solving world hunger.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not doctors or anything. Like, yeah, that's what I meant by dumb. I'm sure smart, but like, you know, they're not fucking physicians or heart surgeons, and they get paid so much that they don't really deserve. And I'm just, you know, financial security and happiness, it's what we all strive for. That's what we're all pursuing. And some people get it and some people don't. That's just the reality of life.
You know what my biggest struggle with that is the social acceptance of it. It's like this social norm, right? It's like, I date. I'm not really dating. No, that's not true. I am kind of dating.
You're fucking. Okay, I'm sorry, dude.
Mom, I'm so sorry.
Mrs. Crawford.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, kind of dating, really focused on just, you know, getting the business side going before focusing. Because I think I do want to have a family. You know what I mean? And I want to be at a spot with financial earning power. I don't want my kids to ever have to. I don't want my kids to suffer from a medical situation because I can't pay for it, or them not to have an opportunity because I can't pay for it. But that being said, I feel like the biggest thing for me is the social norm of it. Like, oh no, you need to be making this money. Cause I can live very cheaply. I could.
Yeah. You don't pay gas.
Huh?
You got here from North Hollywood and you pay a single cent on gas.
Yeah. I don't have a car.
Yeah.
And I used to, even when I had a car, I did 2.5 months where I lived out of my car, cause I wanted to see what was the base level I could do. And I got a girlfriend during that time, you know, so it's not impossible, but it's not ideal. 100%. It's not ideal at all. But I think it's important to know what's the lowest means of living that you can do. Because if you're making $1 million a year, but you can't enjoy it and you're stressed out, you live in a nice house, but every time you're in a house, you're so stressed out and you're waking up.
Like doctors?
Exactly. And not all doctors. Some doctors, I'm sure, like there's a great documentary series on Netflix that follows doctors and surgeons around. And these people love their job. And they work 18-hour days almost every day. And they're super passionate about that job. But say you're working in a position, say you get computer science, and you're making really good money. But you can't, you're pissed off and you're stressed out and you hate people. Like, you get, like, looking back after what my dad told me about, you know, how stressful his job was, I could see that when he would come home, you know, just being stressed out and stuff like that. And the way it, like, negatively affected everything. You know, when someone's living the life they want to live, stuff, getting cut off in traffic isn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
But when you hate your fucking life and someone cuts you off in traffic, you're going to kill that dude.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? Let's get it.
Let's get it, dog.
You know, but, and I found that out for myself. Like, I'm trading stresses in a sense, because I don't think you can avoid stress, but you want to have good stress. You want to have the stress that's like, no, I need to make this happen, versus I have to make this happen, kind of like working for this person. Like, I had to. Sorry for ranting, but I worked for a nightclub, and this guy was the biggest asshole I've ever met in my life. And he dressed me down and was such a schmuck to me that if it was like, we would have fought if it was if I was working at like a fast food spot or something. But I was making such good money, I ate it. And I just remember sitting on the curb afterwards and just being like, I never want to be in the position for anybody to be able to talk to me like that.
Like condescending.
Bro, like it was unreal. It was just unreal. I was just, I was making stupid good money. And if I wasn't making that money, I would have fucking pieced him up. Like, straight up, would have pieced him up. I was like, there's no way you're talking to me like that, bro. And it's funny, because I'd almost seen him getting so many fights for the same thing. But people worked at a really good nightclub. And if he would get into it with customers wouldn't go that extra level because they didn't want to get kicked out of the club. And then employees wouldn't go that extra level because they didn't want to lose the great job. And he eventually ended up getting fired. Because he was just such a schmuck. But he was, I mean, he was really good at his job, but he was such a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't treat your employees right, then, like, what's the fucking point, you know?
Right, yeah, and he was just such a douchebag. And he was only able to get that level of douchery because the job was so good and the nightclub was so popular, you know? But anyways, I just remember sitting on the curb and being like, damn, dude, I never want to be there. I never want to be having to eat this shit.
Damn.
You know? Some whack.
That'd be a good scene in a movie, bro. The Crawford movie.
The Crawford movie, and then I start on my.
Who's gonna play you in the movie?
Me, homie. Who the fuck? Who would play me? Damn, you gotta find some lanky 6'5" guy, I guess.
Kristaps Porzingis. I don't know. I don't know why.
Who is that?
You know, Christian. Who would play him in a movie? I'm trying to brainstorm.
Paul Walker's brother.
Walker's brother. Pull him up. Let's see what Paul Walker's brother.
You just search it up on Google and you drag it on the other side of the monitor. Paul Walker. What's his name? What the fuck you doing, bro?
What you doing, doggy?
I don't want him to fuck anything up. But yeah. All right. Paul Walker's brother. Yeah.
All right. Take a drink. He's getting up. Armand's getting up. Saeed Aman. Shout out Filthy Ditch Crew. This is the shirt that I'm wearing. Yeah. It's a great little skate mag. I've shot photos for them. Shout out Benji. Shout out Adam. Shout out all the homies at FDS. FDC. FDC. FDC.
Caleb Walker? Oh. Cody Walker.
Cody Walker? Nah, is he a tall white boy?
I feel like he's more Caleb.
I'm not calling Caleb. Daniel Day-Lewis would play me. He's my favorite actor all time. I love that dude.
Nah, man.
No. What the fuck?
All that?
I'm not dirty blonde. What am I doing? Look at my eyebrows, bro. Look how dark my eyebrows are.
Your darker eyebrows? Damn, it's so hard. All right, audience, DM me on Instagram on who you think fucking this guy should play. Who would play Alex, I mean?
Someone with a big schnoz.
Big schnoz. Was that cock?
Nose.
Big nose.
I have a big nose.
Yeah, big nose.
Look at this thing.
Fucking. Who the fuck can play?
Matthew McConaughey?
I just threw that shit out there. Just to throw that shit out there.
Yeah, I just tried doing an impression. That was horrible. Yeah. Damn, dude. It is what it is.
It is what it is, perro.
Damn, son. So I'm actually pretty funny. I don't know if that's going to come across on this.
I really expected you to be an asshole, but you had a welcoming presence about
you. Thought,
you.
Okay, this is great. I love
you
hearing
and I both
stories.
Fucking, you and I were like, fuck this kid. I was like, fuck that 30-year-old.
So I had like an asshole persona, or yeah.
I assumed, because like when we met, like you were talking to Jake, and I was just trying to chime in, trying to get into the conversation. I don't even remember the first thing I said to you. Do you remember what I said to him? Fuck, I'm trying to think. Because we were there. We were drinking Liquid Death, that fucking water.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. That's actually a good brand because it makes me look like I'm drinking alcohol, but I'm just drinking
right.
water. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is part of their marketing, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, so why do you think? Because I am an asshole. Like I gotta catch myself sometimes. I can be a really nice guy. I have this weird dichotomy where I can be a super nice. I'm a nice guy off the bat, but my claws can come out super fast.
I mean, most dudes who look like you, like, I kind of hate them. Like, not you. I don't hate you, but, like, you know, super tall, good-looking guys.
Oh, fuck, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you are. You pull a lot of, you know, you pull a lot of gash. What can I say? I mean, that's just what women are into, you know, right?
It's true. I mean, generally.
Yeah, I mean, like, that whole Pete Davidson, MGK, like.
Yeah. I actually had a girl think I was too tall. Because, well, she was very...
Yeah, I mean, I run into that all the time, dude.
No, but she was the only girl who had ever said that. It was like, oh, you're too tall. We look awkward in photos. And I was like...
I hate having that happen.
What the hell? But anyways. Okay, so what? Just because...
I mean, it's just like your type of, like, the type of people like you.
Was I intimidating at all?
No, not intimidating. You were welcoming, but it's just like...
Fuck! No, I'm just kidding. It's like, I want to be intimidated, but no.
God damn, bro!
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But dude,
no, I was welcoming, but I just like when you see me from afar, that's the kind of
yeah. But when we talk, we were just having our sarcastic humor.
Yeah,
I wish I could replay that the first.
I wish you could have recorded that. We were literally so there's a balcony here for
right
no
above
been
here,
right above here, and there's a big screen.
Yeah,
and there was like it was opening night party or something like that. Is that what?
Yeah, it's the opening night party at Third Wheel,
and we were essentially sitting up there and just talking shit and like narrating people and
we're
stuff
just,
like that.
Yeah, we're just talking shit at all the people. We saw this very attractive comic. I'll say her name, Lulu Jovovich. You're a very attractive comic. We've met. But like,
oh, yeah, she's very pretty. She is very pretty.
Yeah, very pretty comic. I've met her a couple times after that. Super cool. She's never going to watch us, so I don't give a fuck.
We weren't talking shit about her, but we were admiring her beauty.
Yeah, she was a very beautiful presence, and But yeah, we were just talking shit to people, and I was like, damn, this guy's cool. You know, he's talking to me and Christian. Literally, that it was kind of like a magical moment. Without the three of us, if we didn't meet, we would have left.
Oh,
we
all would have been gone.
Yeah, me and Chris were like, this is kind of weird. We're just playing video games up top, just on the projector. And,
There was no kind of like game. There was no like, oh, I'm trying to use you to do whatever, or like, how can I network with you, or like, what do you do?
Yeah,
it was just like, no, just straight banter, straight talking shit,
straight banter,
which is the best.
It was just the best. Like, that's, we had that instant click moment, and you and I felt it, and it was just cool. All three of us, we were just vibing, and we still are vibing, and it's like, it doesn't require much effort, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was like, hey, yo, Alex, you want to do a podcast with me today? Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Done. But super LA people are like, nah, dude, let me check my calendar. I gotta.
Or they'll bail last minute. It's like, dude, you say you're gonna do something, do it.
Just do it,
or
man.
Or don't say you're gonna do it.
And you were so good about that when on our previous podcast with Eric Striffler, I was like, yo, could you please take pictures for me? I know you mentioned it, you're a good photographer and stuff, and you came, no fuss, no dust, no pus. You know?
Yeah, that's like,
I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
No pus.
I don't know. I just made that shit up.
No, dude, I mean, it's so important to have integrity, especially with people. Just in general it is, but especially with people that you enjoy being around, because that's the key to a relationship is trust and integrity and being trustworthy. And so I really try hard. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Or if not, then I really make it, I express that in a convenient way for them, where it's like, I'm not texting you at 4, but like, hey man, I don't think it's gonna happen today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll text you the night before, but hey, I just gotta, like, if I had a gig, if I got a gig last night, I would text you and be like, look, Armand, I'm sorry, but I have to do this.
Yeah, it's all good, but gig. Like, in general, you just can't spell flake without LA.
Ooh, and that's so, see, I hate stereotypes, but stereotypes are there for a reason, so I guess I'm kind of going back on what I said, but flake is such a, oh my god,
it hurts me, man. It's like, it's some of my, even like my closest friends do it. I know they don't mean to, but you know, shit pops up all the time. But it's just like, flaking is just such a thing, bro. Like, if you told me like, hey man, can you fix my computer? I don't know why you would ever need me, but like, that's why, like, I'd be there, man. I got you.
Thank you, bro.
Have you turned it off and on again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm actually, I've fixed my computer multiple times.
Yeah.
Like I said, my dad's a very DIY person. And so he very would instill in us, if you can do it yourself, unless it's going to cause more damage, then don't.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or if it's out of your wheelhouse, because sometimes you'll try and fix something that's completely out of your spectrum of what you can do, and you'll end up causing more damage. Like, say you go to fix your engine on your car, that's not changing your oil. Like, you could fuck up the whole car.
Like, you and I, our Porsches, you know.
Our Porsches, our McLarens.
Yeah, like.
Hey, Christian, can you go check them on McLaren? I left it running out there in the handicap zone.
Fuck, dude. I think my Ferrari was like, I got a notification on my app. Like, is people are like looking at it and shit.
Your
fuck.
Porsche app?
Yeah.
Or your Ferrari app?
Yeah, my Ferrari.
Wait, Porsche.
Whichever car. Wait, I have like 4.
Ferrari is Porsche. And it's Porsche, isn't it?
Porsche. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God. It's so ridiculous.
I don't give a fuck about those Italians
the
or whatever.
Pretense.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Italian. Yeah. Black hair. You guys got nice hair.
Oh my God.
Italians. Yeah.
Italians. Pretty. Would you consider Italians white girls? Right? Would they be white girls?
They need to have a little bit of that. You know, a little bit of that.
They have so Italians kind of have like that, like olive skin, dark hair, which I love. I just love dark skin, dark hair.
I need a little bit of the pasta in them. You know.
Do you think I'm Italian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What do you think I am besides just white? Like, what kind of white?
Like, what kind of white? I don't know. Yeah. I was gonna say deep. Like, if you do an ancestry.com DNA test, or whatever, maybe
I have
some little Scottish in you or something. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, so I did 23andMe, and I'm 50% English, Irish, Scottish. My name is Scottish. Crawford is Scottish.
Irish pub, eh?
Irish, no, Irish.
Irish,
yeah,
Irish.
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 How do you do, a fucking Irish
fucking,
accent?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, new episode, Charlie Day's fully fucking Irish, yeah. Irish.
Oh my God, did you see Always Sunny where he's talking? I don't watch the show, but it pops up on like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see the scene where he's having lunch with a Gen Z or millennial or something
yeah,
like that? and he's trying not to be offensive, and he cannot say anything that isn't offensive except when he repeats verbatim, word for word, what she says back to her. And then she's
when he's on the date,
and then he's regaling his tale to his friends in the bathroom, and he's like, "I cracked it. You just have to repeat exactly what they say right back to them, and you won't offend
them."
Yeah,
it was Dennis, Glenn Howerton, who was on the date, and then he was with like white chicks and stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I was just like, "That's key." I was on a dating app or whatever, and this girl asked me, "What's your most controversial opinion?" And we were getting into a discussion, and she got heated so fast because she obviously didn't agree with what I had to say, and it's just she was, and she, it, and it ended up becoming this thing about how she thought that I didn't respect her because she was a woman, and I was like, your gender never popped into this.
Yeah,
like I'm so, and then I just ended it because I was like, okay, well this is going nowhere, and I'm not trying to ruin anybody's whatever. It was just so stupid. Which is unfortunate.
She wasn't worth a dating, because if you can't banter and vibe, then what's the fucking? No point in moving forward.
Yeah. But I would be open to go on a date with her just out of curiosity, I guess, to try and have a serious conversation. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you. What am I talking about? Yeah, no, I was going to say you're bullshitting.
No,
like
I'm
crazy
so
right
bullshitting.
Now.
But I was.
Courtesy flushing everywhere.
I'm courtesy flushing everywhere. But anyways, I just couldn't believe it. She was just like, "You just don't think a woman can have an opinion," and I was like, I was like, okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry to offend you. Didn't mean to. No, I didn't delete her because I was like, if she wants to still talk, let's do it. Because I think being able to speak to somebody in a respectful manner is key, especially with someone who doesn't agree with your viewpoint or you don't agree with theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got to be able to do that. That's so huge. It's such an undervalued skill, because nowadays it just feels like if people don't agree with you,
they get hostile
on every side, not just on a certain side, like the woke side or whatever. But it happens in, like, you know, Trump supporters against Biden supporters, or Democrats versus Republicans, or anything like that. You know, it's just like,
yeah, the empire versus the republic.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's like, you don't have to hate Kylo Ren because he's a Sith playboy.
Yeah.
No, but they think it's no, but they, but both sides think it's
fucking
a black and white.
Fucking Finn, he was a stormtrooper, dog.
That's true.
Switching over and shit,
yeah,
dog.
He was just a number, homie, and then he just went
FN2187.
Yeah.
You know what the N stands for?
What?
Necrophilia.
Which is what?
You fuck dead people?
Is that what it, hey, Jamie, pull that up. Christian.
You pull it up on your phone. You don't need a new computer, but yeah. Yeah.
Necro, I think that is right.
Yeah, people almost pulled out their pitchforks on that one.
Yeah. But, oh man, it just sucks that you can't really have, I mean, some people can. I was thinking about this today. It's like, it depends on your image, right? Because so, if you have a super professional image, you have to kind of cultivate that and maintain that, versus like Tyler, the Creator, right? That dude could say anything and nobody would give a fuck because he's Tyler, the Creator. You know what I mean? Yeah. Versus if you have somebody like even Joe Rogan, which is crazy too, because Joe Rogan says a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of things, but I don't know. It's just unfortunate. It sucks. Like, I feel like I have to be careful what I say, because once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, the internet's forever, dog. Whatever we're talking about is going to be there forever, man.
Forever.
Forever, ever.
Unless I send you a cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist.
Because I didn't sign a contract. Christian, yeah. You got a contract for me to sign?
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope.
Shit. Yeah. Right. We did a podcast one time with Nolan, and we had a guest who wanted us to take the episode down, because he had some stuff happening in his life. And he didn't want people to Google him and see the interview, which I totally respect. You know what I mean? I think it would have been super selfish of us to be like, no, we're keeping it up. But no, we took it down. I don't think that's going to be the case for this, but actually, yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
But if it is.
When the Muslim community comes attacking me, I'm going to have to take this shit down.
Yeah.
They're like, you're a good Muslim and you don't eat pork and drink alcohol and have sex, but you did this, you said fuck.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
So do you practice? So how do you go to church on Sundays? Do you go to mosque?
I go to the mosque on occasion. Yeah. I don't go as much as I should, but I do go. Yeah.
Do you pray 5 times a day?
I do not. Okay. I try to pray as much as I can, though.
Have you been to Mecca?
Mecca? I have not. No, I plan to do that eventually.
Have your parents been to Mecca?
No, none of them have, but they want to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, I mean, I would love to go to Mecca too. I think that'd be a really cool experience.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, I was gonna say, can you take photos? That's how fucking sensitive Islam is. I was like, can you take photo, like HD photos? Yeah, you can. You could. That would be amazing. You could like vlog the whole experience. Yeah.
Yeah, vlog. That's such a.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, document.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, I mean, it's essentially video log, that, but yeah. Yeah, but vlogging is just. Has such a connotation, yeah, to where like I just David think Dobrik, like Logan Paul. Logan Paul,
yeah, that's like, exactly what it, like, Suicide Forest
vlog. Do you have a YouTube channel? Oh, man, I do, but no, it's not that.
Yeah,
just shit, dude. But damn, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm yeah.
Well, that, yeah, pull that, put that shit back, homie.
Put that back up.
El Phase Apex, yeah, Mecca. Yeah, you can take pictures there. It'd be cool. Like, you know what? You should come with me to Mecca. Let's do it, dog.
Mecca trip.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Mecca.
And, I'll, and that would just get canceled, right?
We just get canceled.
But yeah, like, it'd be cool. Like, you would experience a culture at the highest intensity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. That'd be cool. Like, we would have that memory forever if we document that whole shit.
I would love to do that. Let's do that. Let's put that in the universe.
Let's put it out in the universe.
Law of manifestation. Do you consider yourself woke, or do you consider yourself? What do you? Nah, what is the identity of Armand?
I think I'm a realist, man. I don't know about woke or anything, but like I try to see perspectives. But I try to be a realist, you know.
Yeah.
Try to be realistic, and I do feel like people like they make bullshit problems. I feel like a lot of the times, like they just try to find problems out of thin air just because their life is just so comfortable and they're just so bored with their life and they're just trying to find a problem to be angry about. But most of the things is just like the world, it's not great. We could do better, but we nitpick a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like we're woke about shit that we're not supposed to be woke about. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what Kanye is doing. Let's try to make the world better, like, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Other ways.
Yeah, that's like it goes back to the always sunny thing. What did he say? The Gen Z generation doesn't care about actually being better. They care about being perceived.
Yeah.
As such.
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, that was what I was going for. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was trying to find my words. I'm stumbling here. Yeah. I'm just 19. I don't know shit, guys.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Hey, I'm 32. I don't know shit, bro.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't know shit.
Right. Yeah. And I try and stay up on that. Like, one of my precept or principle I try to live by is, if you're not sure, shut the fuck up. And I'm sure I've said a lot of stuff I'm not sure about on this podcast, and I probably should have shut the fuck up, but we're having a conversation,
you and I. We're shooting the shit. I'm not Joe Rogan. Yeah. I'm not a fucking educated physicist or whatever. None of we're just trying to figure our way in the world. That's what we're trying to do, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. It's just tough. It can be really scary.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Overwhelming, scary. Fuck, man. A couple decisions led me to this. Like, if I never wanted to do podcasts or whatever, you and I would have never met.
Yeah. All. Is that how you got involved?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be at the old Third Wheel podcast studio, and I saw they're opening a new spot. That's why I came here. I wanted to go to the party and check out the new spot, and that's how we met. So, yeah.
Yeah. Man. Took photos in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's my Instagram profile picture.
Is a photo I took? I don't think I took that photo. I think Christian took that photo.
Oh, okay. It was the behind the scenes of the photos you were taking.
Yeah, it was the BTS. My photos weren't good enough, but Christian's fucking BTS was. Yeah.
No, I know. I like how it's not too serious. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No.
If I took that HD 1080p, like, it would be a little too pretentious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like the one I'm just taking a shit on a toilet, just looking at my phone. It's a little bit more appropriate.
No, 100%. And that's such a thing on Instagram, too. Like, there will be... that's part of the context as well. Like, if you have a really done up photograph, it doesn't work as well if it's like a cell phone pic.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, you know, context is fucking everything.
I mean, what is really the difference between like an amazing photographer or just like a decent photographer? What like differentiates the two?
Between an amazing photographer and just like a...
like fucking top tier, like working for Disney behind the scenes taking pictures, or just like someone freelancing at weddings.
Man, if you're talking about craft, then it's a photo that's like, damn. You know, you see a photo and you'd be like, damn. You stop, right?
But I feel like since everyone has fucking really nice iPhones and shit, they could take a couple damn pictures.
They could, but you have to do it consistently over a sustained period of time.
Okay, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
That's a difference. Consistency?
Yeah. A lot of people think that's a problem. Like, photography will be on the way out. No. It never will. It's just changes. but the principle stays the same. There's always going to be the 1%, the people who are the best. But what makes a great photo? To me, I know it's a great photo when it's not a question. If you have to ask, is this a good photo? Mm. It's probably not. You know what I mean? Like, I know when I'm, so if I'm working with a client and I take a bunch and we go and do a photo shoot, whatever it is, the photos that I know are good are the ones that I'm like, damn, you know, there's no like, is this doable?
Things like that, like, yeah, objectively as a photographer point of view, you're like, damn, this is a great photo. But then the client would be like, oh, I don't like my blonde hair in this. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So you're asking like from a technical perspective?
Yeah, I mean, like, people, I feel like pictures of people, like portraits, are definitely tougher than just like a fucking rainforest, dope ass picture of a rainforest.
It depends, dude. Some people don't photograph well. Some people just don't.
I honestly feel like I don't. I feel like I come off better in motion and video than pictures, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case, because I've taken photos of you before.
So you think I come out great in photos?
Yeah. I mean, you're not a supermodel.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah. I know. I'm not hideous either.
But I know people who it's like, I shoot them and it's like, it's so hard to get a good frame.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? No, seriously, though. Yeah. And clothing has a lot to do with it, too. If you shoot someone who doesn't have a good clothing sense, you know, or wears clashing colors, it makes your job so much harder. Or if you're shooting in harsh light,
yeah,
it makes it so much harder. But a good photo is essentially a photo that you couldn't take, like a normal person couldn't take, you know, which is not saying a lot, because you could just be lucky in the right moment at the right time. But to me, it's sustained over a sustained period, right? It's like with fighting, martial arts, you could knock me out. You know, you just need one lucky punch.
Yeah, and the balls, but you're out.
Yeah, and the balls and the face, whatever. But if you and I fight 20 times, you're not going to get lucky 20 times.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, it's consistency over a sustained period is what makes a great photographer. But a great photograph is a lot.
Yeah.
Because I know people who aren't professional photographers, and they'll show me photos or send me photos that they take on their phone, and it'll be like, that's a fucking great photo. But consistency is huge.
Yeah. That's a great answer. I'd never thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, even with everything, too, because you could even have a basketball player who had a great game, maybe had the greatest game.
I was talking to that to Christian earlier, like Stephen Curry, easily the greatest 3-point shooter of all fucking time. I'm not, there's no dispute in Ray Allen, whatever, like there's no fucking contest. Steph Curry's the greatest 3-point shooter of all time. But sometimes he just has shitty nights and he goes 2 for 15 or something like that. Right, Christian?
Yeah.
But I've seen him pull up from half court 5 times in a row and make them all in a row. He just has bad nights sometimes.
Yeah.
That's just how everyone is. But he's just consistently been so good that it's just unanimous. He had that consistency where he's just so good in such a long period of time.
And at such a high level as well. Because there's probably a 3-point shooter who plays street ball who's as good as him. But as good, he's not playing at NBA.
Against LeBron James.
Right, against LeBron James, or at a stadium full of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, just even Steph Curry has off nights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have off photo shoots. Sometimes I'll shoot for a client. And I'll just be like, oh, fuck. Like, stress.
Is that mental, or is that, it's not, what is that?
I think that's a clash of expectation, because I've never had a unsatisfied, oh, maybe I have actually, my first photo gig. No, my first paid gig, and it was a friend, thank God, and he's such a great dude. He thought the photos were too contrasty, which is, and I don't think it was a taste thing. When he said it, I was like, okay, I can see that. But for the most part, I'm always stressed out. It's like, oh, I don't know if these photos are good. And then usually I'll work my ass off to get them to a spot where they're okay.
So what does your clientele usually consist of?
So I shoot jiu-jitsu competitions, which that's not really clients in a sense. But I'll go to a jiu-jitsu competition. I'll shoot the jiu-jitsu competition, and I'll have competitors hit me up for photos, and my tactic is I'll wear a Feed the Street shirt, which is the nonprofit that I do photos and video for, and they'll find Feed the Streets on Instagram, then they'll find me.
Okay. Well.
And I have that happen, and then they'll buy photos from me, or sometimes I'll be like, yo, just donate money to Feed the Streets. And I had someone donate $300 one time.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah, which was super rad. But so jiu-jitsu competitions, I shoot a lot of skating. A lot of the skating is not paid though. It's so hard to make money in skating, but I get like a bunch of free product and stuff.
So, like what were you like something like photography or podcasting or whatever. It's a good way of worlds colliding. You know what I mean? Like it's such a versatile thing that you have interest in skating and photography. Boom. That's a great thing. You have interest in martial arts and photography. Boom. They need it.
100%, which is the part that I love. Like my goal. So I have a lot of, I have a lot of different interests. But so my goal in my life is to integrate those interests. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of like photography and jiu-jitsu and skateboarding. They have a really similar spirit. You know what I mean? In terms of being, there's no structure. They're all kind of arts in a way. There's more structure to jiu-jitsu and stuff, but a lot of jiu-jitsu people, the culture is really similar to skateboarding and arts. There's so many artists in jiu-jitsu. A lot of rough people, a lot of not rough people, a lot of nerds in jiu-jitsu. Same with skating as well, but very versatile. But no, my goal is to integrate those. So yeah, definitely want to shoot what I'm interested in, right? Because that's where you're going to do your best work, is in stuff that you're interested in and passionate about.
Yeah.
Because I look at it and I'm like, oh, this is so sick. Like,
that's why you're not working for C-SPAN. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
100%. I've shot photos before too that were just like, yeah, I'm doing photography and I'm doing what I love. But my subjects, I'm just not interested in. Like, maybe they're just not photogenic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're just not photos I'm going to use. And maybe, you know, maybe they're not going to use. Maybe they're just going to keep them in their hard drive or some shit. I don't know. But I shoot everything. I've been told I need to narrow it down more, which I agree with in a sense. I will have a very broad spectrum of stuff I shoot ultimately. I'm not going to just shoot skating or just shoot jiu-jitsu. I'm still going to try and integrate those in a way that's on brand, even though I hate that saying, but you know what I mean? But to kind of have the same spirit, same kind of attitude. But I just shot a kid's headshots the other day. This kid who was going to do modeling and acting.
Sick.
I would be so surprised if nothing happens because he's such a good looking kid and so smart and just charismatic. You know, I was like, I'm interested to see where this kid goes.
Okay.
Which was great.
He could be the next Timothée Chalamet.
He could be. Yeah, he could be. And he was really into soccer. He could be a soccer player, and he was good too. But
this is a random. Do you know Sonny Soljak? I feel like you are such in his world. It'd be hard not to run into him, right?
Sonny Soljak is a kid from mid-90s.
Yeah, and he's a skater.
Yeah. So he's been at NoHo before. So he rides for Illegal Civ, and Illegal Civ. Oh my God, why can't I remember Mikey? So Mikey Alfred is from NoHo. So, and he's in the NoHo video. Mikey is not Sonny. But Sonny was in mid-90s, and we have another NoHo kid. Gio.
I'm getting up again. Drink.
Oh my God,
keep
dude.
Keep talking.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
But there's Gio. Gio, I'm going to fuck up your name, Gio. Galacia, something. He was in mid-90s. But yeah, no, I don't know Sonny personally, but I know people in that world, I guess you could say. And it's funny because the guy who did Illegal Civ, Mikey, he did the North Hollywood movie and I did the NoHo video. And they both came out around the same time, even though his is like a huge major motion picture. My shit's just released on YouTube. But anyways, I don't know Sonny, but I've seen Sonny a bunch. But peripherally, I've never talked to him.
Yeah, so you've been in the same realm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would imagine because it's just so hard. It would be impossible not to run into him.
Yeah.
With what you're into. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Small world. LA is, it's a small world. Like I've had shit where like you meet someone, you follow them on Instagram. I love looking at the mutual followings, and you're like, how the fuck do you know my friend from high school?
Yeah.
Like, we're in such different worlds.
Right.
And I'm fucking colliding. It's like Infinity War. Like, how the fuck does Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy, how's she talking to Tony Stark right now?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what the? This is two different shits. But, you know, they come together to do one, you know, thing. Yeah. This just popped in my head. One time I was really high, really, really high, and I was texting you for some reason. I was super, super high. And you're like, are you okay, dude? Are you okay? And I just randomly sent you a selfie with me and King Batch. And you're like, oh, yeah, I stepped on his shoes before.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and then he did a bit on Vine about somebody stepping on his shoes.
And it was you.
And it was, well, maybe it wasn't me that did
most
it. Most
likely, yeah.
But most likely it was me.
Yeah.
Wait, so you can smoke weed?
Yeah, I can smoke weed. It's a plant, dog.
You can smoke weed, but you can't. Dude, this is. Oh my god, that makes no. How does that make sense?
I don't know, but it doesn't say anything on the Quran. You can't smoke weed.
So but I'm it says saying. You can't drink.
Yeah.
But so you can do coke.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it comes from plants. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of cool. I don't
know. I don't know.
Perro. That's right. Perro. I forgot. Yeah, you were hella high. I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, you were concerned. Thank you for being concerned, man. Of course. You're like, are you okay, dude? And I took like a random selfie with the chick, and you're like, who the fuck is that? I don't like my mind in weed. I get so weird and like out of it. It's just, I don't like being fucking not in control. You know what I mean? I feel like I lose control of my mind a little bit. Like, what? I was sending you fucking screenshots of karaoke. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. Damn, dude, I am. Damn, this makes me seem like such a good guy.
No, you are a good guy. You were looking out for me.
Dude, I can be such a dick.
You haven't been a dick to us, so.
Right, but if you, it's like what Nolan said. If you give me a reason, I'm just looking for a reason. But
fuck you, Alex. Yeah. Fuck you, dog.
Yeah. Oh shit, yo, can I choke you out on camera?
Go ahead. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta take off your lens. Oh, your fucking lens. Your fucking. Yeah. You do gotta take off your lens, and you gotta take off your headset.
Okay. Okay. All right. Am I gonna die on live stream right
no,
now?
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna put you to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh fuck! All I'm actually kind of scared
so
right now.
Here. So come here. Get on your knees right here. Get on your knees right here.
No, I'm not getting
get
on.
Get on your fucking knees right here, Armand. Right here. I'm gonna rear naked choke you.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Turn this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bueno. Okay, guys. So rear naked choke.
Yeah.
You want to put your elbow directly under the chin.
I'm already fucking
right
choking.
See. Right here. Yeah, you're already choking. That's one arm. Now I'm gonna put two hand. I'm gonna put this hand up. I'm gonna grab my bicep. Then I'm gonna take this hand. I'm gonna push behind the ear. I'm gonna put this head here, and then I'm gonna fucking squeeze. And then tap. Yeah, you tap.
I'm dead.
Yeah, you tap.
I'm already gone. Again. Holy shit. Choke. Fucking hell.
Jiu-jitsu.
Look at life, dog.
Yeah, jujitsu. Everybody should get choked out. Everybody should get their ass beat at least once.
I gotta see how that came out. I need to know how to do that. Yeah, I was about to die. I was tapping out for a second in.
Could you feel it?
Yeah, I could feel it.
Yeah.
Some pressure, lower. Yeah.
Yeah. Put crazy, someone man. To sleep. Yeah.
Fucking long have we been recording? Christian, could you, at the bottom of OBS, there's like
it's 6:22. We've been recording probably since like 4:40.
An hour 50.
Damn,
should we wrap it?
Shit. Yeah, probably. Okay. This is a good way to wrap it, right? Yeah. You can't top that.
Getting choked out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You fucking Darth Vader'd me, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah. That would be sick if you could do that.
Christian, fucking say something right now. Say something. I'm giving up.
Oh, that was me and my ex's song.
I'm sorry.
She's happily married now, has a kid. Good for her.
Yeah.
Hyped on that.
Hyped.
She blocked me on Instagram. Shout out.
Oh, you gotta like take pictures of her baby and shit. All right.
Christian, you say something?
Say something, dog.
You
just had me get choked by a white guy, dude.
Yeah, it got
like
me hard. I was drinking.
Oh my god, dude.
It's like England and India again, dog. I
Jesus
just got
Christ.
Mate. I just
Scottish
go.
Mate.
I go fucking choked by an Irishman.
Yeah.
The Irishman.
Yeah. The Irishman.
Did your family like that movie, Pacino?
No, I actually didn't even finish it. I need to give it a proper sitting, though. I think it was just not the good time to be watching that movie.
Not the good time.
Yeah, not
well,
at all.
What the fuck? We recorded for 2 hours. How the fuck did that happen? Time flew.
Time flew. Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting like to be like 5:30 or something. It's 6:23.
Yeah, that's
6:23. That's LeBron's numbers.
It's 6 and 23. Are you a LeBron fan?
No, no. I go 6 and 23 like I'm LeBron. Yeah.
Yes. Like I'm LeBron.
Miami Heat number 6, Lakers 23. Yeah.
23. Wait,
what song is that? I go 6 and 23 like I'm LeBron. Is that Drake? It has to be Drake, right?
Was that Michael Jordan's number 23?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Why the fuck would LeBron take that number?
I don't know.
Trying to say like he's better than Jordan or something?
I gotta fucking YouTube this.
See, oh my God, dude.
I go 6 of 23 like I'm LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron. Is it Drake?
He says
it. Is it Abram? Yeah. What's his name?
It's Abram? Nonstop by Drake. I go 6 of 23.
What's Drake's real name?
Aubrey.
Yeah, you can't use that name. Aubrey Graham,
yeah.
That is the whitest name I've ever heard in my
life.
Well,
he is pretty
white. He is
white,
right? Yeah, he's white.
All right, guys. Well, that was about 2 hours of me and Alex talking.
God damn.
Yeah. Holy shit. Thank you guys I don't know if you stuck around, Mrs. Crawford. I hope the potato salad came out okay. Put some Native American sauce into that. Thank you, Mrs. Crawford. You raised a very great son. He's a really cool dude. He just choked an Indian kid out on camera. I'm gonna fucking
on send his that, podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that to the fucking police, doc. Fuck your son. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's great. I'm sorry, Mrs. Crawford. I know you're listening to this while fucking knitting a sweater for Alex.
I saw her a couple weeks ago. She was knitting a scarf. That's so funny.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Crawford, this is on your YouTube, on your television. I apologize.
Yeah, but yeah. But anyways, can I give a shout out real quick?
Shout out
to you guys. Thank you so much for having me, Armand.
Switch to Alex real quick.
Christian, thank you so much for manning the keyboard and doing a great job and talking your ass off, bro. You just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Dude, you fucking interrupted us so many times.
But shout out to Nolan Culver and everybody, Mike Mazzalotti, Dex Carvey,
Avery Ross.
This is amazing, and I love what they've done. And I know Nolan personally, and I love him and his brother Jake. Great people. So I just want to give them a shout out. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching. And that was the Courtesy Flush with Armand Zadie, myself, and my buddy Alex Crawford. I keep calling you Crawfo.
You can say Crawfo. That's gonna be my stage name.
Crawfo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your year, your day, your month, however often you watch me. And I got pretty deep in this episode, so we're gonna look back at this 5 years from now, and we're gonna be like, wow, we changed so much. We're so much richer now, so much financially secure, and we're happier. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. Bang bang boom. Yes, sir.
City time. Fuck him.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's in my head, playboy. All
right.